Happy, happy, happy Tuesday evening. On today's episode, I have a sit down with Latasha Castillo, my co-host, my best friend, and my sister. We talk about Mother's Day, we talk about therapy, and we just have some girl chat, kind of catching up like we usually do. We hope you enjoy the episode and you get something out of it. Love and light. Welcome to another episode of Her Talks Radio. This is your host, Carla Chapman, and I am back again with you, ready to talk and chat. And today, I am not by myself. I know the last time I was on here, it was just me by myself. That was about 2 weeks ago, and we talked about taking good care of yourself. And I took that literally. So the week after that, I took care of myself and I did not come on and podcast. I actually just posted something on my social media. I did a lot of self-care last week, you know, just in preparation for Mother's Day. We'll kind of touch on that today. But like I said, I'm not here by myself. So I have my amazing best friend, sister, co-host, guest. She's all of the things. I'll just say it like that. So I love when she comes on here with me. It's been a while since we've been on here together, but every time we get on, I get really excited because I feel like God is just going to show out and we have a good time together. And I feel like myself when she's on here. So I'm really excited about it. So Latasha, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Look at that. That's the way you come in right there. That's the introduction I'm talking about. That's amazing. Thank you. I am happy to be back. Man, it's wow.
It feels like it's been a long time, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember how long it's been, but
I think at the beginning of the year and maybe a couple after that, maybe.
Okay, so that means it's time for us to talk. So, like I was telling them, it's been like 2 weeks since I've been on. You know how I do. Sometimes I take my breaks. And now I think I'll start, you know, actually taking at least 1 week off. I've been thinking about that a lot, maybe only doing 3 weeks out of the month and taking a full week to rest. But 2 weeks ago, we talked about taking good care of yourself. So I know that you went on a vacation. Well, I don't know if you consider it a vacation or not, but was that you taking good care of yourself?
It was, actually. It was, I think taking care of my grandparents is taking care of myself. Like, it was, and it was like a love refill. I don't know if you can say that. Like, a love, how do you say it? A love meter.
Mm-hmm.
It went back to full. You know, like I was missing home a little bit and I needed some
restoration.
Yes. And so going back home and just being with my family and not having to worry about anything. It was just worrying about my family and why we were there. And that's it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So and being in the pandemic for so long, I was just missing them. And then I was I know that, you know, they're getting older. So it was like, man, if I miss, I just kept praying to God, like, let me go home and spend some time with them. You know, don't take them before we get to go see them and stuff. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, we got to spend some quality time with them. And God gave us that. It was some awesome.
Well, I'm glad you got to go. I know you initially, you know, you told me you were going for only 1 week, but you ended up staying 2 weeks and you weren't missing nothing here in Texas. I'm just going to tell you that right now. There was nothing going on here. But I kind of feel like, I don't know if you have the same feeling, but do you feel like you came back a little different or things are a little different for you?
It is. I mean, everything is different.
What do you think it is?
It's the next level.
Mm-hmm.
It's the next level of peace and joy. And responsibility.
Yeah.
Maturity. I don't know what it was. It was just like he gave it wisdom and just, I don't know what it is. I know it's the Holy Spirit, but I know that it's like on another level though.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. another level. And there's so much, like I sit in here and I'm just like, oh, I'm enjoying the peace, even though I know that there's storms going on around us. I just feel, remember, I think we talked about that before I left too, about the storms around us and the dream that I had.
Yeah.
And just being in peace. Remember we had that conversation mm-hmm. and that's how I feel. Like I'm like, I can see the storm, but there is peace.
Yeah. I sound like I'm about to start stuttering. I guess because I don't have the word for it yet, because I do agree it is peace. Mm-hmm. I didn't go on a vacation or anything like you, but I have, you know, taken some time to get away and like think about stuff and
yeah.
And I just feel different. Like I don't know, like it's only May. I don't know if anybody else can relate, but it almost seems like it's been longer than 5 months since January. It feels like a lot of time has passed. It feels like a lot of evolution has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost feel like I'm in a good space. Like yeah. I am in a good space.
Yes.
And it's almost like I'm on the outside looking in a little bit.
Yeah, like yeah, it's like a new level. I don't know. It's a new level of I say joy, because I'm just
yeah.
I don't know. It's joy. It's like there's like it, everything doesn't have to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything doesn't have to be in place. It just is great. It yeah. just is good. It's just good. That's just it.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of that, and then just growing and heading, listening. I don't know. It's all of it. I don't know how to put it into words.
I know. It's just, yeah. It's just good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm glad you took that time. You and the family got to enjoy yourselves and see family. Cause I know that's something you've been talking about for a while. And then the pandemic hit and we kind of got stuck here. So I'm glad you were able to do that and then come back. And I even noticed like you are different.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'm really excited to see what we end up talking about today. But let's talk about Mother's Day for a little bit.
Oh.
You know, Mother's Day was just this past Sunday. And even that feels like it's only Tuesday right now, but it feels like it was like 2 weeks ago to me. Like, it does not seem like it just passed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like
2 days ago.
Girl, I don't know what it is. Time is just
going yeah, by.
But I think it's gratefulness, because it's just time is not going as fast as we think.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going as fast as we think it is, but everything is just in order. So it just is. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. But it was just 2 days ago. So yeah. What did you do for Mother's Day?
Oh, man. Okay, so, of course, we went to breakfast. And I don't know why we didn't take a picture before I left, even though I wasn't looking the greatest. But
girl, please.
We should have took a picture. We had breakfast. I don't even know if that was breakfast. It was lunch.
We had brunch.
That's right. We had brunch. And then I came home, the kids had cleaned up and got ready. We were going over to my mother-in-law's house, but they gave me gifts. I wanted some house shoes and some pajamas, you know. But cute pajamas, not just like if somebody showed up at my house, then I still would be okay to wear around the house, but still cute, you know?
Yeah.
So they got me some of those, and what else? Ooh, I got pictures. They drew me some really cute pictures, and we took some photos, and I think that was it. And then we went to his mom's and celebrated her for some time. This is like a, I guess,
mm-hmm.
little get together, getting to honor everybody's I just spent time with family.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I mean, to me, that's what it's all about anyway.
It is. What did you do?
For me, I was already doing stuff. throughout the week, but I wasn't doing it with my kids. And I know some people would be like, you know what? You're supposed to be spending time with your kids and doing this and that. But I needed that time to myself. Like, I'm with my kids every day. Me and you had this talk before. That's what we talked about when we went to eat. Like, we see our kids every single day. They're at home doing school now. So it's like, no, I needed some time to like reflect and take care of myself. So throughout the week, I took myself on a picnic date.
that's cute.
I went to, did I get my hair done? I got my hair done last week, right?
No, you did. Yeah, you just had them cut it because you already mm-hmm. did. Just had her cut in.
Yeah, I got a haircut and then I did my hair. Then I went down to Corpus and like looked at the water and ate and just had a really, really nice time. So then on Sunday, you and I went to brunch, came back home. I took me a long needed nap. And then when I woke up, you know, the kids were outside, they came back in, they made me dinner. I ate my dinner, I chilled, I think I watched a movie. Yeah, it was nice. It was everything that I needed, but at the same time, I was missing my two oldest sons. But they called me first thing in the morning, which, you know, made me feel really loved. So I just told them, like, I want it to be, like, from here on out, I want them to be with me every Mother's Day. Like, I want us to be together. So, I guess now I can, when I said that to them, I can see where grandmothers feel or mother-in-laws, because I'm thinking in my head, like, when they get married, their wife is not going to want to come visit. But in my head, I'm like, no, y'all all come over here. So that's kind of what you went through, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, usually because I had that same thought. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to relax. You know, I've been with the kids all year. and I just, that's what I wanted to do for the day. But when I thought about it, I was like, no, this is really kind of like the first Mother's Day that we've been with Rudy's mom in a long while.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to go over there and spend Mother's Day. You know, that's what we always did. So I don't want to change it up.
But yeah.
So it'll be some Mother's Day. I'm just gone. Not just in the house. I'm talking on somebody's island. So it ain't always going to be like that, but I'm enjoying the time right now. So
yeah, I feel you. So I need to take advantage before my kids end up getting married and then we just spend time together and figure out something later. I don't know. But yeah, that's how Mother's Day was for me. Outside of that, you already know about my mama issues. It was I miss my mom on Mother's Day. I really did, and I tried to act like, you know, it didn't bother me as much as it did, but it really did. Because I am the one who, you know, I want to get her gifts and flowers and spend time with her. But this year, you know, I've been really focused on taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent her a card, and the card didn't even make it there on Mother's Day. Actually, it got there yesterday because she called to tell me. I missed her. I miss her. So it was a lot of reflection going on. That's why I'm always on Mother's Day. I guess that's why I take it so seriously. I'm trying to always take care of myself because I know where my thoughts are going to go. Mm-hmm. But I also know, like, okay, now I want to give my kids extra love because of what I was missing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that, I think I've gotten so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, understanding in my mind that I'm just not going to be with her, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
For Mother's Day, and just like accepting that and understanding it gave me freedom.
Yeah.
So now, like, of course, as a woman, I always want my mom there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I realize that I'm just not going to get that right now. And if I don't ever get it, I can't focus on her and what I lost, because I then miss out on my kids. So this year I was like, this year I'm going to focus on me being the mom. You know, we were talking earlier when we ate, like, we're good moms. You know, it's hard out here to raise these kids. When people talking to me right now, I'm like, it's hard to raise these babies. Like, it's hard for us to try to give them the world and also try to figure out life, you know, at the same time. It's a rough thing, but that's where my focus has to be, because everything in my life, it's already happened. Nobody can go back and change anything for me, but I can change everything for my kids. Mm-hmm. I can change, you know, generational curses. When I went home and I got to see the generational curses, they had a lot of them stopped with me and what I was doing with my family. So I got to see how God's grace and mercy on my life is different than what I came from. It could be my kids can be worse off than what they, you know, right now. They're not worse, but you know what I'm saying? It could be worse for them. And so I think I'm just more grateful that I don't think about it no more.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, I can't think about that. Like, who's here? And that's who I need to honor, the women that are here. And when, you know, I always love my mom, and I'll see her when I get down there. And by me screaming to Facebook, Happy Mother's Day for my mom, but don't have her, I'm not about to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was like, I am not doing this to myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I was feeling. Like, no, I'm not going to do this to myself this year. Like, I love my mom. I honor her with my life. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. You know what I'm saying? Only because that's where my mind has to go, because I already know, like, I'll be waiting for years trying to figure, you know, trying to get that mom that I'll be waiting all my life, you know? So I was just like, I can't do that.
I think this is like a great example of how everybody has like different things going on in their lives and different mindsets about it, different perspectives about it. Because like me and you, we have different walks with our moms, but we do both have, I don't want to say
the stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on my social media, I did post my mom.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like when I posted her, I still feel like she is still present. Yeah. She's present in my life and I honor her. But at the same time, can I just be really honest about this? I want to be really honest. So it was like a couple of days before Mother's Day, you know, I posted, I don't even know if you saw it, but I talked about my mama issue and how I feel, you know, the abandonment, and how because of that abandonment, I have chosen like different toxic relationships, like intimate wise and friendships. I've let people like into my boundary space, like just all kinds of stuff, because she chose to be with the man who abused me. Right. And I never go on social media and look like, oh, okay, one person liked it, two people liked it, 20 people liked it. I don't care about all that. That's just my way of kind of journaling my story and helping other people.
Right.
But I was very aware that it wasn't going to be a lot of people who liked it, because everybody doesn't know my story. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and I feel like, you know, because of who I am, I try to shine light. So when I do talk about something that seems negative, it's not negative to me, it's just my story.
Right.
But when it seems negative, people don't know how to receive it. So I was like, well, this is going to be weird trying to post then on Mother's Day a picture of my mom, because in their head they probably like, oh, her mama sucks.
They better not be saying that.
No, it happens. I remember when I went through outpatient therapy, and you know, they have you go around the room and kind of share your story. So I shared my story, and I remember there was so many people talking about my mom, and I got upset and I said something like, you don't know my mom. Like, if I talk bad about her, cool, but you can't. Like, that's not your story. That's how I felt. Like, I can say what I want, not you. That's still my mom. And I kind of felt like that when I was posting her. I was just like, you know, it's such a lovely tribute to her, but at the same time, people ain't, they're not really gonna know how to receive that either, because it's like, well, isn't she the same person who is still with the person who molested you? So I felt like, damn. Oh, I said, damn, on the podcast. Dang.
Tell your truth. Tell your truth. We ain't perfect. Yeah. Tell the truth.
Huh? Yeah, I try not to cuss.
You look, already know where I'm going to go with that.
Look, you know I be trying not to cuss, girl. but this is a damn situation.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn, it's really hard for me to share my story. And as honest as I'm trying to be, and I know that God, you know, people keep telling me, like, your story is not for everybody. That's what I heard in my Belong group. Your story is not for everybody. But I feel like sometimes there are people who are chosen to go on that walk. You can't tell me how God has chosen me. You can't tell me that I can't share my story with people. Like, I really feel like God didn't put me here to not share my story. Now, whoever receives it, they can go on about their business, or don't receive it, they can go on about their business. But I don't feel like I should filter myself, because that's not, I don't think that's the walk he has me on, but I have been filtering myself. So I haven't even been operating the way that he needs me to. So it's like, this is a really hard thing for me, because one side of it is I love my mom so much.
Right.
But then there's that other side of she get on my dang nerves. Yeah. And then the other side is I'm so angry with her, and I'm so blah, 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 and I'm so this and that. So it's really hard for me to pick what day I want to post what, or what day I want to talk about what, because it's so confusing to folks, and it's so confusing to me sometimes. And it's just like, I don't want to come across like I'm bashing anybody. I've said that before. I want to write my story. I want to say things, but I'm also not trying to bash anybody. I'm just simply sharing my story so I can help other people. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of other people who go in through, or not the same thing, but who are going on this walk, or who are going to go on this walk. So I'm like, how do I package that? So those days have been hard for me, like within this week, because it was like, okay, I need to take care of myself as a mother. I want to honor my mom as a mom, but I also need to talk about how I feel during this time. And I also feel like I need to do this at this time. So it was just like, dang, that's a lot.
But you know what? Let's
did that all make sense?
Yeah, it made a whole bunch of sense. And I'm here for it. So let's break it down a little bit. So nobody can tell you how you're supposed to live out your destiny, or how you are supposed to walk. If you can handle the internet and you don't mind putting your information out there,
mm-hmm. then
if it's confusing to you, write your story. It's your story. If people don't understand you, it's because they don't know you. But if you wanted to get to know you, it would make sense. But it will make sense to the people that that do know you, and the ones that are coming connected to you, they will understand you when this process, you know, going through what you're going through. But another thing is that this story is for everybody. It's not for certain people. No, everybody should learn about this type of situation, because the more you learn, the more you know how to deal with people. Everybody needs to understand this story and understand about the story. That goes for everybody's story. Understanding that she's walking through this for a reason. This is the path that God put her on. So we are supposed to learn from her according to this story. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is your life, your story. Nobody can tell you how to live that. Nobody can tell you how to run your life. And when God gives you something, I've walked away from things that people were like, how dare her? But I had to, because God told me to. So mm-hmm. if God's telling you on a certain day to post about your mom, the reality is, I tell people all the time, if you don't want people to know what you did to me, don't do it.
Oh, mic drop.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I have to tell my story. So mm-hmm. when God releases me to tell my story, just know that if you did something to me and I have to talk about it, I'm talking about you. But if you didn't want me to talk about you, you shouldn't have did what you did. Those are lessons that are learned in our lives. And your mom, and I'm going to say this about your mom. I know her personally. She's a wonderful lady. We all make mistakes in our life, and we know personally how she feels. And because we understand that, it doesn't change the fact that she has her own story and you have your story. It doesn't make her a bad person for making her decision. She made the decisions based on where she was,
right,
in her life at that time. And consequences to that, you have to deal with your daughter going through these things. But that doesn't make her a bad person. And that doesn't mean that you don't love her. And that doesn't mean none of that. It doesn't mean that. It just means that this is part of your story. And you are about helping other women. And you have to be able to tell your story. You're even helping other men. You have to be able to tell your story. So you cannot worry about what people are saying about your story, because it's your story. And remember, I was talking to you the other day about the little post that I seen, and it was a room, just an empty room, right? Mm-hmm. Just one wall painted, but it was an empty room like an office. And put those people who are paying your bills inside of that office. And whoever is not in that office, they're not paying your bills. So again, why do you care what they think? And you have to leave it at that. You're not paying my bills. You're not helping me in a way that your opinion is all that I'm going to go with. I understand that people are there to help us, but at the same time, your opinion can't be my final.
Right.
Your opinion can't be, you know, this is who I am. And it doesn't define who I am either. So you just have to go with that when you're telling your story, and don't care. You can't care. And that's what I'm learning about the internet. I'm just paying attention to it. I'm like, you can't care what these people think.
Girl, yeah, it's petty. So so when you say don't care, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, but girl, I don't. Like, I don't care to the point where I've heard so many different opinions about the podcast, about just different stuff. Yeah. And I never get worked up on that stuff. So I think the care more so comes from protecting her. And I guess because that has been something that I've done my whole life.
And I was going to ask you, where did that become your job?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's something I really have to grow out of.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's been so long. And when that's part of your life, your whole life, that's all you know, it's not that easy. It's not that easy to say no. It's not that easy for me to say, you know what, this is my boundary. And it's crazy because today I was talking to somebody about that. I made, I want to say I made a commitment to do something, right? And about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I knew for sure, like, okay, I don't think that this commitment is going to happen.
Okay.
Everything was stopping me from doing it. Like, bills were coming in, like everything. And I was just saying, okay, I still got to make a way. I still got to make a way. So today I said, you know what? This could possibly be God telling me, sit your butt down. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be doing this. But because of the other side of it, of who I am, I'm still learning how to just say no and be okay with it. Or not feeling like a bad person because I can't make something happen.
Yeah.
So it's really like, okay, at the expense of what am I going to do that? Because all it's doing is stressing me out.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many things that I wanted to do and hop on to and just be a part of. And God was like, no. Mm-hmm. And now I understand it. Now I even when I'm like, no, I can't do this, he's not saying not no at all. He's just saying not right now. But I'm like, dang, Lord, like, what do you have me doing to where I'm saying no to doing everything, these things, you know, that I want to be a part of. But then I hear him saying quiet. But then I get it now, because the time that I'm spending with my family, it was almost like he had to pull me out of the chaos to be able to hear. Like, it was meant, this was meant for us to sit down and hear from God. This, the pandemic was not meant for us to keep out here running and running and running. That's what was wrong with us in the first place. We're all just running. It was an opportunity for us to be with our family and to understand what God was doing, right? Mm-hmm. But we sometimes get caught up in, we have to keep going. But I realized, like, God was like, no, sit down, have a seat, have a couple seats, and let me talk to you for a little bit, and let me build you up, and let me take away those things that are really hindering you, you know. And that's what we talked about too with counseling. We're kind of going through the same little journey. Mm-hmm. It's not a little journey, but it's a journey that we're going through. And, but we're learning how to recognize those strongholds on our life. And we're learning how to go back and fix those things, that the damage that was done to us. So it's a process that we're going through, and this is the time to allow God to do it. So then when he adds on to extra things on our life, we can control, we have the, I want to say the mental focus for it. Yeah. Cause you got to have the mental focus for all of what, you know, he's going to give us and everything. And just understanding of ourselves, all right. Of this is in, you know, time, but it's hard. I don't know. That's what I was talking about when we first started. Like, this stuff is hard.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to raise kids and trying to figure it out at the same time.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I still got kids up in here to take care of. And I'm trying to run these streets and go do this and that for all these people. And everybody is not my assignment. So you remember when we came on here and I was praying and I was just like, God, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but, you know, just open our ears because it may be something, you know, that we need. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is what I need, because I told you earlier, I was struggling. Like, do I go tell this person like, hey, I can't make this happen? Or do I just make it happen, but at the expense of what? Does it mean that I'm gonna have to stop whatever important things I have going on with me, and then my kids have to kind of suffer and this and this? And now I'm just sitting here like, who told me to commit to it anyway? Because I don't even think I asked God first. I just said yes. I just said, hey, I want to do this and blah, blah, blah. And it was in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing before the pandemic. So so now it's almost a slap in the face. Like, did you not learn anything sitting up in the house all that time?
Girl, I'm telling you, forget. You're just like, all right, it's time. And I think we've been programmed so much to think that it's time, that we just got to get back into it. And it's just not that time. I was like, I keep saying, God, you know, every time I try to move forward to do something else, God was like,
mm-hmm.
You know, just let me do this, calm down. And I'm like, okay, there I go again, trying to be in the driver's seat. Like, let me chill out and listen to what he's saying and take these right steps. And it's hard to do that, because we're meant to keep going. Yeah. And I'm like, he ain't saying that though. That's the opposite of what he's saying to us right now. So, and I get why you were leaving. So that's important too, you know, being a friend that wanted to support somebody else in their journey. That's awesome, you know, but at the same time, is it going to bring you peace, or is it
right.
more from you to do it? And that's when you find out for yourself what your boundary is on that. And then go from there. And once you figure that out, it's going to be like, oh no.
Girl, I already got it figured out. This is, you know, I've been digging into my book and all kinds of stuff. So I already know. And I guess that's where the stress is coming from and the confusion, because it's like confusion and all that is not of God anyway. So it simply means that Carla is trying to do things on her own. And I need to sit myself down and take several seats, and I need to say what it is and keep it moving. So while we're talking about this, let me just say this one thing too, that kind of goes along with it. I know we are off Mother's Day right now. I think I'm done with that conversation about Mother's Day. We'll talk about that another day. I don't even want to dive deep into it. But today someone asked me to do something, and something in my spirit told me, mm-mm, don't do it.
Oh,
And I don't know if it means don't do it now, do some more research and pray about it, or don't do it, don't do it. And I felt so good because I said no. Like, I said no. And I said it very honestly. Like, I just said, hey, I don't feel comfortable saying yes like that. And that was it. The old me, after that person said okay, the old me would have said something else to smooth it out, just so they wouldn't think I'm a bad person.
You had me cracking up in here.
But this time I just left it at that. I said what I said.
That's it.
And it felt so good. And I was like, that's growth right there. That's growth.
Yes. And then when you get the peace after you say no, that's when, like, oh, I'm a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel once. I'd be like, no, I ain't doing that. Not because I don't want to do it, because it's not healthy for me to do it.
Right. Yep.
My heart is not in it. I'm not going to give it my all. So I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do it, because then I already know that I'm not going to be all in it. So,
girl, I don't even know if it was that. I literally felt like a little kid. Like, my daddy said no. because I said so. You know, I have that written on my mirror. Like, God said, because I said so. Whatever you say, God. And I really felt like that. He said no. Like, stop saying yes to every. Don't say yes.
Yeah.
Everybody is not your assignment. He's still trying to take care of, like, get me together.
She said, everybody is not your assignment.
Yes, girl. You know me. I'll be like, I love people. I want to help everybody.
Nope.
Okay. So I don't know how we got on that point. But look, I'm looking at our time and how long we've been on here, because we just kind of rambling and talking.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping some nuggets are coming out of here for somebody.
Well, we're so just catching up. So we would be talking about this even if we were by ourselves.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you know that this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I simply love Mental Health Awareness Month because, you know, I relate to it. It's the story of my life, and I'm an overcomer. And I know, because you're so open about it, that you are also in therapy as well.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. So my question to you is, what made you make the decision to start going to therapy?
It was almost like a push. My we already knew that we went to therapy before, but she wasn't really a good therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been in therapy before for me, my, you know, ourselves, for my individual. I lost my daughter, and then you know, my marriage, and then just personal,
mm-hmm.
just period as a person. And our mentors, our business mentors, referred us to a counseling service. But when we got there, we were able to pick our own counselor, and we got an amazing counselor. We got an amazing therapist. She's she does it all. Like, my whole family can go to her. So we've been enjoying. Right now, she's going through. We have marriage counseling with her, and then I have counseling by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been amazing. And I would tell everybody, like, anybody who went through a life like we did, or you have trauma in your life, you don't even realize how much trauma affects your life. So having a therapist to sort those things out and bring awareness to what you're saying and help you get through those things is amazing. And I would say to anybody, you know, even if you have kids, right now, they're even saying, you know, kids with everything going on, get them into therapy. They have their feelings too.
Yeah.
I'm all for therapy. I'm all for it.
I am too. There's two things that I picked up on what you said. The first one was, you mentioned that the first therapist you went to, you know, y'all didn't click. So a point that I want to make about that, not that I'm a therapist or anything, but out of experience, is so important to make sure you ask that therapist questions so you can see if you are aligned. I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to the audience.
Right.
Because you made that point. You knew, like, this is not the person for us, and then you got somebody else. So just because the person is a therapist doesn't mean that they're the therapist for you.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought when you said that. And then the part where you were talking about kids needing therapy as well. the thought that came into my head is a conversation I just had with the boys. I think it was maybe a couple of days ago. I've been very open with them about my therapy. So at first they thought I was just having like some regular doctor's appointments and stuff. So eventually I said, hey, I was talking to the therapist, and then I could see the look on their face. Like, what? So we had a conversation. It was just recently, and me and then we're talking about their dads not being present. And then that turned into me letting them know, like, you know, just because I'm mom doesn't mean that I can't relate to you. You know, my dad wasn't around either. So I started letting them know, like, I don't have all the answers for you. Like, I can give you, you know, what I learned, give you my wisdom. And definitely before you even come to me, you know, you point to God and go to the word of God. And I said, but if you ever feel like you need somebody to talk to that won't judge you and won't tell me, you know, just somebody like that, you let me know and I'll find you a therapist too. And like, I feel like kids need it too. We always think there's this statement that people say, and I'm guilty of it because I've said it before, that kids are so resilient. I want to say I like it, but I kind of don't like that statement because I feel like it's almost saying like, yeah, you can just throw anything on a kid and they'll adjust. It's because they don't know how to, they don't know how to work out their feelings the way they do, we do. So instead of saying something, we barely know how. I'm barely hanging on resilient. You know, I love resilience, but I'm resilient because of God. Right. And they haven't been on this earth long enough. They don't know how to, a lot of times they don't even have the words to describe how they feel. So it's not resilience, it's them shutting down or depressed or going through something that we don't know. They don't want to talk to us because they know there are certain things that may trigger us. So then they just don't say anything. So I'm like, no, I'm all for kids going to therapy too. I really am. And I told them, I was like, if you were sick, I would take you to the doctor. Like if you had something physical going on. So why wouldn't I do that for your mental health too? I was like, both of them are just as important. And because of who your mama is, you might need it too.
With Rudy, and I was telling him, like, you know, he's 18. You know, when I was 18, I was gone. You know, I was out, and I was just telling him, you know, like I didn't have it all together, you know, and I'm sure that it wasn't always easy being in the house with me, but I don't ever want you to leave here thinking that you're not loved or, you know. He's like, no, mama, I don't think that. And I said, okay, I'm just wanted to let you know, like, I just don't ever want you to think that. And I never want you. And I said, you know, I don't play, you know, I don't play when it comes to things. Y'all ain't supposed to be doing it. Don't do it. You know?
Right.
I said, but I said, if you ever get into trouble out there, I never want you to think, oh, don't call. I can't call my mom because I'm going to get in trouble. No, I got your back first. I got your back first. So if you get out there, call like, oh, I got to call my mom. You know, and I said, yeah, after I fix what's happening, oh, I'm going to tell you about yourself. Or probably on the way through it, I'm going to tell you about yourself. But I'm going to help you through it. You know, I'm going to be there for you. So just know that, yeah, I got your back. And yeah, you might have to hear my mouth, but I got your back. And that's what I want him to leave this house knowing, like, I got your back. Mm-hmm. And that no matter what happens and no matter how, you know, I raised you so that you wouldn't get into trouble and that you wouldn't do those things. But I gave you direction at the same time. I was real with you about the streets and I was real with you about God's word. And I gave you both as much as I could. And you turned, and he's a great, he's awesome. He's an awesome dude. And I'm proud of him. But I also, you know, boys be like, oh, I'm gone. You know, I'm going to do me. And I'm like, no, don't rush out. You know, I know I was hard on you, but don't rush out to leave. You know, don't do what you want to do. And so we talked and he has a plan to still be here for a year with us and stuff, even after school. So I was just like, okay, like he's not trying to leave me like I think he is. But I was like, you know, but having those conversations with my babies was like, you know, I have to be real with them. And I was like, you know, I ain't always did it right, but I'm working on it. Yeah. You know, I'm working on it. I have to, I said, you guys get to see all the generational curses I'm fighting every day to make sure that you don't get those things. Mm. So it's not going to look good for me because I'm in a battle to keep him from you. And I said, so that's what I go through. So sometimes I'm not going to always be clicked into everything you guys got going on because I'm battling my own and trying to keep things from you guys, trying to, you know, make sure you have a better life. So it don't always seem like that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm battling for y'all because I love y'all. So I just had to tell him that earlier, you know, just to have that conversation with him.
I think that's what makes you a great mom. And we get so hard on ourselves, but I'm just like, man, if they, if we just really sit down and think about the stuff that, and I'll just speak from me and you, from our stories, like the stuff that we are really walking through that a lot of people in our family didn't do for us.
Yeah.
So just that alone, I'm like, no, I am a good mom. At least I'm trying. At least exactly. I'm trying to change it. And it may not always look perfect. And it's not going to look perfect.
Nope.
But at least I'm making those steps. And my kids see, you know, that I have faith and I'm having hope. And then maybe that'll turn into something for them. Like, okay, now it's my turn to pick that up for my kids too. And it just kind of trickles on. So I commend you, sis. I see how you parent those kids. And I'm like, no, you doing the thing. So,
yeah. We doing the best we can.
We sure are, girl. When I get to heaven, I'm going to be like, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, what's up? Why was it so hard?
Like, I needed three of y'all all at the same time.
Don't right. I would be like, do y'all got jacuzzis up here so I can chill? So anyway, I really wanted to ask you that question because I know we are both going through, not going through, we both get to reap the benefits of having therapy and Jesus and therapy. And I love it. And I know a lot of Christians look down on it. But I'm like, God created all kinds of occupations to help us. And I'm like, why can't therapy be one of them? Yeah. So it's really nice to have a friend close in my circle who's also going who also attends therapy. Because then I, you know, it just it makes me feel supported. We can both come together and be like, girl, that was hard. Like, it's hard.
Yeah. And so, we haven't talked about anything, you know, what we really be talking about in therapy. So,
We are almost pushing an hour and I feel like, okay, did we give the people what they need, Jesus? Because I don't know.
We were just being sharing what we're going through. So if
I know.
God bless if it does. That's what we.
I know. Look, whoever's listening, I love y'all. Yeah. I do. But I had to get some stuff out.
Yeah.
Is there anything you feel like you want to leave for the tribe or, you know, anything that's sitting with you? Oh, I told you, I asked you a question and then I jump in. This is how it would be if we were sitting face to face, by the way. You remember I told you I wanted to share something that happened with the homeless guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Girl. So when I went to Corpus, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was on this beach. I went out to the water. I was looking at the water. But before I got there, you know, I had parked the car and I had to walk to get to this area I wanted to go on. So it's like a long rock. And that rock you stand on, it's almost as if you're in the water. So I was trying to make my way out to that point. So I had to walk through this little gazebo thing. In that gazebo, it was a whole bunch of people sitting around, right? Like talking. You could tell it was like some tourists and stuff like that. But on this one bench, it was like one of those, it wasn't a bench. It was like a patio. You know, when you go to gazebos and they have like the table with the long picnic table and the chairs, So there was a homeless guy sleeping on top of the table of it. And I walked by and he had like a t-shirt and some shorts on. I think it was a white. I don't know why I remember this man's outfit. It was a white shirt with some green shorts. Either it was green army color shorts or beige shorts. And he had on a pair of white socks that almost looked black. And the socks had holes in them. So I walked past him and I went out to the water and I'm like making videos of the water and stuff. So when I go back, you know, he's still there.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, where did that man go? I'm trying to make sure I remember correctly. Either he was still on that table or he was gone. And I didn't know where he went. So instead of giving up, I walked to the car. So the car was a long walk away. But I was like, I know I got something in the car. I can get this man. Like the whole time I'm walking to the car, I'm like, I'm going back. I'm going back. So I get to the car and I, you know, remember that I have some change in the car, but I'm thinking to myself, like, what is my little change going to do? I didn't even have any dollars and stuff. I keep saying I need to keep money with me, but I have this little pouch in my glove compartment and it says change the world. So I put all my change in there. So I took some change out of it. And then I remember, like, dang, I got a whole picnic I made and there was some food I didn't eat. So I opened up the little picnic thing. I took all the food out of it and I walked back over there. I put it in a plastic bag with the change. So I walked back over there. As I'm walking, I don't see him. So as I'm getting closer, I see him sitting on the curb and there were two people next to him sitting down right next to him. So in my head, you know, I couldn't really tell just yet, you know, if they were homeless too. So I kept looking like, who are these people sitting next to him? Girl, as I'm passing, there's a food truck, right? There's a food truck sitting there, still a whole bunch of people, and then him sitting on this curb. So he's sitting on a curb. These people are sitting not even 5 inches from him. They're sitting real close to him. So I look at them and I say, do y'all know him? And they said, no. That's all they said, no. So in my head, I'm like, well, maybe, you know, they're trying to help him too. Girl, I look at the homeless man, and I hate calling him the homeless man. I'm going to call him the man.
Okay.
I look at this man, and you know what? Tasha, he was so handsome. Yeah, and I know that doesn't matter, but there was just something about him that kept pulling me. Like, I have been thinking about him since Saturday. But what really broke my heart is he was eating, you know, when you go to the restaurant and you get like the little mustard packets?
Yeah.
That's what he was eating. And it was brownish. So I don't know if it was picante sauce or something. I don't know. But you could tell he was trying to get every drop out of that little package. And them people were sitting there watching him. Like, now I'm starting to feel it in my gut again, how upset I was. And I looked, and he looked at me, and I gave him the bag, and I said, there's food in there for you. I didn't tell him that there was money in it. I don't even know how much money I put in there, but I put some money in. He threw that packet down so fast and he took the bag. I didn't watch him. Like, I didn't stay there. Like, I didn't want him to feel like.
You wanted to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I gave it to him and, you know, I smiled and I walked off. And the walk from him to my car was very long.
Yeah, it seemed like
that. I cried like a baby. And it wasn't like a quiet cry. I cried so bad because so many thoughts went in my head. The first thought was I wanted to fight the couple who were sitting next to him. And like, I felt so mad.
Yeah. Like, you're sitting there in his face eating to where you're not even thinking about, like, do you want a taco? Do you want to?
Well, they weren't eating. I don't think they were eating, but the fact that the food truck was there, maybe they didn't have money, but you know how many people were around that food truck? Like, he was right there next to it.
Yeah.
Nobody was buying him nothing. But the thing that broke me down the most when I got to the car, I guess, I don't know if God convicted me, but I feel so bad. I'm trying not to cry. When I was driving into Corpus, I was hungry. So I stopped and I got me some food and they got the order wrong. So when when I got to the window, you know, told them that the order was wrong, so they gave the correct food, or, you know, I gave the extra money for it. Uh-huh. And then they told me, like, pull up and wait or whatever. So then they come back, and the girl, like, I rolled down the window, you know, really nice to her. God, Lord, forgive me. Like, the conversation was really nice. And I was, you know, she came to the window and she was just like, you know, I know we got the order wrong. So it's a full order. Like, they put even more food in the bag. It was so much food that it was too much. Mm. It was like double of the order. Mm. And I was like, see what happens when you good, when you are good to people? Mm. Like, this is me talking. Like, you know, God blesses you in that way when you are nice to people. So I drove off. I ate the food that, you know, was the portion that I actually wanted. And I had so much food left over. When I got to the beach, and I'm packing the car and stuff, I was like, oh, this fast food. I don't like the smell of fast food sitting in the car. I threw it away. And I did not even think about that food until I walked back to the car and I sat in the car and I busted out crying. Like, I cannot believe that I was at that restaurant. Like,
it was about you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Like, I really feel like that was, I don't want to say a test. I don't feel like God was testing me. I feel like I thought too fast.
No. What came out of that is because you didn't miss the mark because he ate.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so you didn't miss the mark because nobody was going to feed him. So that alone is a blessing within itself. So the little bit that you did do was awesome. So don't take that from yourself. That's what God wanted you to do.
I know, but he also gave me what I needed to give to him and I threw it out.
Now,
that's just real.
That is that now you are aware of it.
Yeah.
So next time, you know, before I throw this out, let me think about it. You know what I'm saying? Am I going somewhere? You just have that. Now you're aware that let me think about how I'm doing this. And I love, you know, you're going to run into homeless people and I love to feed them. So maybe mm-hmm. I should wait right now. You know what I'm saying? You didn't do anything wrong because you were just, you don't like the smell. You know what I'm saying? You don't want the car sitting in there. And then you're going walking on top of that. So you're walking. So the food is going to be soggy and all that when you come back to it. So it ain't going to be the same as if you just got it. You were already going somewhere. So I wouldn't say that was a loss because you still did what you had to do. And just because you thought of it, God is more, God cares more about your obedience than he does your sacrifice. And that's what you did. So I think that, you know, you're just aware now. It's a lesson to be learned, but I don't think.
It's definitely a lesson. It's a lesson to not think too fast. Mm-hmm. It's a lesson that he's going to supply me what I need for, you know, those things that I'm passionate about. And to keep my eyes open, man, like discernment. Like when I was driving, I was just sitting there thinking, like, before I saw him, I saw about 50 more homeless people as I was driving the city. Yeah. So they were all around, actually. So it was just like open, like, ugh.
That's what that book is. The one that Pastor Mike told us to listen to, to read, The Blessed Life.
Yeah.
Exactly what that is. We'll see it. Once you read that book, you will see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Then you will know what to ask God for exactly when it comes to that stuff. Because
that's what I'm asking all
of
for.
That. Yep. He touches on all of that. It's been so amazing. We know now to keep cash, to keep cash on us because it's not always homeless because sometimes we could be in a store and God say, give this girl $20, mm-hmm. you know, and this is how I looked at it. We were coming back home from Vegas and we stopped at a store and there was a guy who was sitting there with his stuff. He was back, and he was like, he said he's tired, but he's traveling through. So, you know, he said he was tired and something else. And we sat out there for a long time. We were warming up the chicken my grandpa made and from the store, and we were just getting our snacks and just everything to keep pushing. We sat out there for like 30 minutes. And before it was over with, God was like, give this man $20. Like, and I kept wanting to do it, but I was like, man, I don't have any cash. I don't know to go in there. And I was going through this whole thing. And I was like, and Rudy came out just on time. And he was like, he said, you want me to take cash out? He was like, you want me to take cash out? And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because I was in here battling with myself, like, give him $20, you know, this and that. Yeah. And Rudy came out and was like, you want me to get some money? And I was like, yeah, $20. Like, get some money out for him. So it was often awesome. We were on one accord, and I said, maybe. And then he was like, better keep her happy. Or he said, keep her happy. He told Rudy that. And he was like, God bless you guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, you know, you never know who that is.
You never know who God is going to put in your path.
Mm-mm. And that, I mean, they angels show up in many different ways. You never know who that is. You never know.
Girl, I prayed for that man so hard after that. Yeah. So hard. And I'm just like, you know, I hope after I left, a miracle like showed up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You were one of the
maybe, look, I was about to say that. Don't think I'm discrediting myself. I know I'm a child of God. I'm just saying, like, I'm just hoping that after I left that something amazing showed up for him and he didn't have to go back to sleep on that bench.
Yeah. God needs your prayers to call him into the situation. If nobody calls him in, he can't do nothing.
Yeah. But I really think like I said, I've been thinking about it. It's already Tuesday. That happened on Saturday. It still breaks my heart. I'm still thinking about the people who were just sitting there watching him eat a condiment packet. I'm just thinking like
them, they open their eyes to see.
Yeah. You just come out of this, like being in this pandemic, like it was a blessing, but at the same time, there's some things that I feel like came out of it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot, it kind of distant. How am I trying to say it? It made people become more distant and being used to not going out and helping anymore and not serving and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I'm just like, I really hope now that, you know, I feel like the world is going to, I don't want to say open back up, but things are going to get better. But I hope we like stepping out and really paying attention more than we even used to. Like now that we're praying, like, okay, God, be my ears and my eyes. Like, show me what I need to be doing now that I'm not stuck in the house. Because we gonna need each other. We all, like, if anything, I feel like it's... Right? Yeah, if anything, I feel like it's harder right now coming out of it. So I'm just like, use us the way that we need to be used.
The whole time, so it's not a big deal.
What did you say? What was that beginning part?
Some people have been... They kept going through this process. Like, they kept their routines going through the process, so they feel like, you know, they can just come back out and it's not a big deal. But for the people that God was speaking to about letting go of things, staying in the home, focus on him, and then to open back up to what we know now from him, we seen miracles done. We heard from him and we know what he wants from us. Clearly, you know what I'm saying? We know what God wants for us. So when everything do open back up and we have to go back to life, it's going to be weird because everything is not going to be the same. A lot of us ain't even going back to the same church as we left. Mm-hmm. A lot of things are about to change for all of us. It's like we're going into high school again for the first time. We're going to different churches. We're opening our homes to different people. Things are about to change for a lot of things. So it's already strange.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I'm not scared. It's just strange.
It's new. Yeah, it feels new.
Mm-hmm. To trust again and to be around people and going back to I'm glad, and I don't care what everybody else was doing, but I am thankful and grateful that God shut it down for us and he didn't allow us to do everything that was going on in this world, because I would have missed out on the blessings that's going on right now.
Yeah.
I'm grateful just to not have to do that. I'm grateful to be able to just sit with my kids. I'm grateful to be able to love on my husband. I mean, this time, I'm telling you, I feel like a new woman. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to explain it. But that's what, like, when we were talking about the next level, like, it's new. There's a new heart in me. And that's what I've been asking him. Like, I want your heart. I want your heart. That's just, I want your heart, period.
Yeah.
And so, but that starts, you know, Pastor Mike has been, he set the example, girl. He set the example.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to my husband, I don't talk to him like I want what they have, right? But I want to be treated like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and not saying that he doesn't treat me good and all of that. We have things in the work. I'm not saying that, but I'm talking about all the way around.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, I want to be first. I want to just everything, just get it together. I don't want to look like them. I don't want to be going places that I don't want to do everything that everybody else is doing. What I'm saying is that I want to be treated like that in my own way.
I know what you mean. You want all the blessings that God has planned for you. Yes. You want to be able to receive it.
Yes. And Pastor Todd and Pastor Natalie set examples on what it looks like. Do it in your own way, but that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm like, I'm able to see through what he's doing right now. You know, the way my husband's loving on me, the way my kids are loving on me. Like, if you can't show inside your house that, you know, you're loved and all of that, then what is it outside? You know, that's what Pastor Mike was talking about. Be that all the way in your home, and your home is going to determine what kind of person you are. So that's what I'm focused. So I don't really, you know. I don't know.
No, I feel you do know. You know exactly what you're saying. Well, is that are those the nuggets we want to leave? Did we leave nuggets just now?
And we started talking about the homeless dude, and then we got all the way off on some other stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to end this because I don't want to make it into a part two. I'm not going to make this into two parts. I'm keeping it like this. So hopefully if you all are listening to it.
We're just chopping at the end. So if they don't get
yeah.
to
yeah,
just get to the homeless part.
No, listen to all of it. Catch what you can now and come back to it later.
Yes.
That's what I was saying. But anyway, yeah. I mean.
Thanks for having on. I appreciate being on. It's been a while since we've been on, so it was
fun. I know. And the next time, I don't want it to just be us catching up. Like, I want us to actually come on and have like a topic of discussion. So we'll do that the next time. But this time, you know, we had to get caught up.
Yes.
So I guess that was the nugget for me.
Me too. I don't know. I'm pretty
awesome. Yeah. Keep y'all's eyes and ears open. Don't be out in these streets just watching people.
Yes.
You know, suffer. Like, we're here to serve others.
Yes. Yeah.
So take care of each other. Even if you feel like, hey, you know, I don't have much to give, there's always something to give. And it doesn't have to be money. It could be your time, your conversation, your smile, your spirit, your hug, your testimony. There's just all kinds of stuff that we could give to others. So
I'm with you on that one.
That's my nugget.
That's a good nugget. We leave with that.
Yeah. So I have someone very special in my life who just lost somebody yesterday. So I want to give a special shout out to them and their family, and to also to, you know, any other families or anybody else who is, you know, grieving or who has lost somebody. I just want to let you know that I love you. I'm thinking about you all. And I'm praying for you and your families. And I just pray that we all can come together and just kind of take care of each other.
Amen.
So, yeah, that's all I have today, sis.
Well, I'm good, sis. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Oh, I did want to say this. Shout out to the Radiate Her crew that came on, Tanisha and
come on.
Will and Sierra, and I can't get her name. I keep messing
Paula?
Up. Paula, I know Paula, and congratulations to her. Welcome to.
And Ashley.
Ashley, that's who I'm talking about, Ashley. And
Tierra.
Yeah, and the website, she did an awesome job with everything. So I'm happy to hear all the great things that's going on to keep the recordings going. They're amazing. So I just wanted to say that to the team, you guys are doing fabulous. Keep doing what you're doing. I try to get y'all on YouTube too, so I can make sure I give you guys the thumbs up and stuff. But I'm proud of you guys. This is amazing to see what's going on and just keep doing you guys' thing. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate that and your support. And you know, you always part of the team, even if you don't have a podcast, you always have a place on the team. So
I have podcasts. I come on your channel.
Yeah, you come on with me, but you know what I'm talking about, like your own personal one.
Yes, God is doing something with me and my family.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I already got y'all's ministry, so.
Well, you know, I'm enjoying my time. I just, with that, you know, I'm just at that point. I know that I'm going to be a part of everything that's going on, but right now I'm enjoying my family, yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, thank you for the shout out. I also want to shout out everybody and just say thank you for being open to this vision that God has. And thank you to everybody who's been supporting us, going out and getting merchandise, listening to the podcast, sharing it, leaving comments. Like, none of that is getting ignored. Like, we are all watching it, and it's just pushing us to, you know, be here together with you all. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We love you so much, and we can't wait to talk to you again. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as well, because A Pleasant Connection will be on, and I've already listened to it, and I just want to tell y'all it's really good. So make sure you tune in. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.